Okay. So that's an excellent question for tonight. How come the Torah discusses the land sinning? So let me ask you a different question. We're reading the seven prophecies about Nechama, about the comforting of the Jewish people after the destruction. From Tisha B'Av till Rosh Hashanah, those are the prophecies. And you'll notice that all the prophecies speak about the comforting of Zion, of the land.
So the land is in the object. How does it get comforted?
Okay. So on the simple level, Nachmanides writes, it wasn't only the Sodomites who were immoral. There were many immoral places on the planet. But only the Sodomites and the Amorites, Sodom and Amorah and the five cities there got overturned. So the Ramban writes that when God created the world, He created the land of Israel with a soul. The land of Israel is not like any other land. And the land is repulsed by certain activities. Had the Sodomites lived anywhere else, nothing would have happened. The land of Israel couldn't handle it. And the Torah also discusses that when the nations of the land of Israel, when they started behaving immorally, the land vomited them. The land vomited them then. God warns us the land shouldn't vomit you. The land cannot handle immorality. God created this land different than any other land. So, on the simple level, Hashem says, this is my land. And my land goes with my rules. And if you do something else, it won't work. You know, in any other country, you could try to do that, okay. You know, it's just land. Here, this is my land. This is my home. You know, when we come to Israel, we're coming to God's home. Imagine you're in your own home and you're going against what the king says. Okay, it's one thing. You walk into his palace and you do differently. That's different. God says, this is my home. Welcome home. The closer you get to the temple, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the more you're entering God's home. On a deeper level, it seems like the land does. Chazal say, just being buried here, the land will speak up for you. The person who's buried here, so then the land itself speaks up when he gets judged. The land speaks on his behalf. So you see, the land, something special about the land. It says you eat the fruits here, it'll affect you differently than eating fruits of Chutz Lars. Just breathing the air here, the Talmud says, makes you smarter. Just breathing the air in the land of Israel. It says, Avira de'er tishrol machkin. The air over here makes you smarter.
I have very, very bad asthma in America. And here, I've never had one asthma attack.
Look, could be Jerusalem here. Jerusalem has unusual air.
The whole country. I've done hiking everywhere.
Okay, I don't know.
Huh?
Things are different here. Hashem, so to speak, keeps a closer eye on us. Chazal say that all blessing that comes to the world begins up there. And then it could emanate through the world. Rain, blessing, everything goes through there. All our prayers are focused through there. That's the channel up to heaven. And in this land, Hashem says, I keep an eye on what's going on in my home. Eretz asher einei Hashem Elokecha ba. This is a land where God keeps an eye on it. So obviously there's Hashgacha wherever we are. But there are levels of Hashgacha. And in Eretz Yisrael, there's more. Right, like we discussed, we had the whole class last week. No demons in the land of Israel. No spirits in the land of Israel. It's different. This is God's home. Yes.
So at the same time.